think it's in Shemana Prakrim that the Rambam writes about someone needing a break and going for a walk amongst the scenic trees. Everything we'll discuss is in the context of recognizing that there is a basic human need that the overwhelming majority of the population experiences at times. We need to rest, we need to relax, we need to unwind. Everything that we're going to discuss is within that context. So, and certainly not intended in any way to try to eclipse that fact. That having been said, the determination of how much I need, how much a person needs to rest or relax, is something that the person should make on an individual basis. So let's maybe fast forward to a different stage of life, say where a person is in the working world. So there are secular holidays. So there are days off from work, whether it's election day or Veterans Day or whatever it is. And so officially it's a holiday. It's a day off. Now, the fact that the schedule labels it as such, that doesn't necessarily tell me that I'm in need of intense rest and relaxation. It could be that if it hadn't been election day this week, I would have very happily and productively worked 5 full days so that I can take advantage of this day to use the time for other things, and to find a lot of extra time for learning on that day. Again, not to the exclusion of other important demands that a person has on his time, family, tzarkei tzibur, etc. But that's sort of a topic for a different time. How to try to discover and create what the right balance. So one important thing just to note is that We shouldn't take our cue, although there is a need that, again, most people have. I don't know how much need the Vilna Gaon had to rest and relax. I don't know whether one can say it about 100% of the population. But for the overwhelming majority, that there is a need to rest, to unwind, to relax, to have a change in schedule and a change in maybe an environment. But how much of that need is shouldn't be sort of arbitrarily dictated by some framework within which we either work in the working world or even go to school. The fact that there's a certain academic calendar which imposes which dictates that the semester is so many weeks and finals are so many weeks and then there's so many weeks vacation, doesn't mean that that doesn't tell me how much vacation I need, how much rest and relaxation that there should be. That's something that a person has to basher husham. It's a davar hamosel alev, obviously. A person has to be careful not to deny. He has to be careful to recognize whatever legitimate need that there is, not to burn out, not to push himself too hard. But me'idach gisa, it's not necessarily the case that the academic convention as to how many weeks off there are between semesters matches up with my existential need for rest and unwinding. That being the case, and again, obviously, this determination is something that a person has to make on an individual basis. Often, what's going to be labeled vacation time is for someone who doesn't have the opportunity at this stage in his life of learning full time. So often, what's labeled a vacation day will provide opportunity to do some intensive learning. And two things are accomplished by that. A, however many extra hours a person spends with the Chumash, with the Mishnah Berurah, with the Gemara, with the Rambam is infinitely valuable. But B, there's also a certain statement that a person makes to himself and to the Ribono Shel Olam. What a person does when he has that added opportunity, what a person does when he has a day off from work and doesn't really need that whole day, or maybe he doesn't even need half of the day to be unwinding. If Raglav Malichos also the Beis HaMedrash, so it's a statement that whenever I can, I go learn, and therefore it frames all the times that I'm not able to learn, and that I'm talking not able to learn because we're supposed to make a Shabbos for Parnasa, because there are other legitimate claims and demands in our time that the Torah recognizes and the Torah validates. But if when I have that added opportunity, I don't go, so then it's not that, you know, that I have to make a Shabbos for Parnasa, I have to do this, I have to do that. No, it's not as I am. So what a person does with his, again, what's free time, free again from the vantage point, from the perspective of one's job, from the perspective of one's schooling, A, it's an opportunity, kishala atzma, B, it's a very, very, it expresses and establishes a primacy in his life, and it makes a very important statement, not a statement to the world, no need to call together a press conference. It makes a statement to the Ribono Shel Olam and to oneself. Those times when a person makes the deliberation that he needs, again, vacation, pshuto kamashmo. So it's also very important to recognize that what vacation means is a change in schedule, a change in environment. It doesn't mean a change in routine, but it doesn't mean a change in standards or values. A person needs to rest, he needs to unwind, he needs to relax. Again, so his routine is going to be different, and he's not going to be cracking the books, and lahavdil, he's not going to be learning as much. He needs to rest. He needs to unwind. But that doesn't mean that standards change, routine changes, environment can change. But one's standards and one's values, those remain constant 365/24/7. Those have to remain constant. How a person dresses, what kind of places, even as vacation spots, are appropriate to go to, what are not appropriate to go to, what kind of activities, are they dangerous activities, are they activities that may be, albeit recreational, but maybe pose a question in terms of sakana. So standards and values don't change on vacation. Routine and schedule and environment change. It's not pashut. I'm not roy lahoros. I'm not being moreh. But it is, at the very least, worthy of a question, to go somewhere on vacation where there isn't going to be the possibility of tefillah b'tzibur, is not something one should take for granted. Is a good idea. At the very least, one should ask a question and get an individualized psak in that case. And finally, the last perspective. We're always supposed to be sensitive to the impression that we make on the world at large. Bizman hazeh, that bavanosenu harabim, religious Jews are amongst Jews such a distinct are a minority. So it doesn't matter what a person's accurate self-image is of himself. Who am I? What am I? I'm not a representative of anything. But klapei chutz, we all are. Klapei chutz, we all are. You walk with a yarmulke, so you represent Yiddishkeit. You walk with your tzitzis out, you represent Yiddishkeit. You have a yarmulke and a beard, so then you must be a rabbi, and then you certainly represent Yiddishkeit. So it's something that we need to be sensitive to all the time. Vacation time, again, because chas v'shalom, what we spoke about earlier, sometimes there is this hisrashlus of that there shouldn't be a lessening of standards, but B, also because we're likely to come into contact with different people, different types of people who perhaps don't know us and therefore don't necessarily have a context to interpret what we're doing, why we're doing, how we're doing. So this sensitivity is one that needs to be intensified when we're on vacation. For those who haven't finished yet, the tanzo.
Thank you, Rabbi, so much for sharing that perspective and an approach to vacation time and how to think about it and how to prepare and to decide what's best to do with your vacation time. So thank you, Rabbi Torsky.